This is Apollo Control, Houston. Since the black shift is shortly leaving duty, we thought at this time we would summarize the activities that we saw during this nine-hour period. When Glenn Lunny's Black Watch came aboard, we were very pleased to see a Christmas tree, a lighted Christmas tree, here in the Mission Control Center, which we understood was placed up sometime following the trans-earth injection burn. The shift itself was one of relative quiet. When the black team of controllers took over, Bill Anders was awake. During most of the period, the spacecraft was flying in passive thermal control attitudes. Shortly after taking over, we placed several calls in the blind to the spacecraft. This was not a matter of concern. In fact, it was more a matter of curiosity, since we were receiving telemetry solid and getting to the spacecraft very easily with commands. The solution came when the ground reached Bill Anders, and it turned out that the situation was probably one of a loose connector. Shortly thereafter, spacecraft commander Frank Borman and Jim Lovell awoke, and Anders took a short-acting sleeping pill and retired. We passed along a flight plan update to the crew that put the mid-course correction at 104 hours with a delta V of 5 feet per second. This burn of a very short delta, or a very small delta V, we should say, is performed perpendicular to the radius vector. This would make it roughly perpendicular to the flight path itself. A little later, Jerry Carr, our capsule communicator, tried his hand again as a newscaster, and in fact passed up a couple of newscasts during a period of little activity. One based on wire service copy, the other based on a copy of the Houston Post. Then command module pilot Jim Lovell exercised a computer program number 37, the Return to Earth program on board, to practice onboard computations for mid-courses. There was considerable conversational play back and forth between the Mission Control Center and the spacecraft regarding this activity. A little later, Jerry Carr relayed family Christmas messages to Frank Borman and Jim Lovell, who were awake at the time. Bill Anders undoubtedly will receive one later when it's established that he is awake. We, as we mentioned earlier, reached the Earth's sphere of influence at 100 hours, 47 minutes, 47 seconds, only a short while ago. Although this event took place only a short while ago, most of the morning, as we viewed our space digital display, we were reading them in terms of Earth reference. And the latter part of our shift, Jim Lovell worked again with a computer, or the onboard guidance and navigation system, we should say, rather, with the in program 23, the cislunar navigation program. As you heard, toward the latter part of the shift, we started looking at temperatures on quad A of the reaction control system, and the temperatures in the service module reaction control system, Quad A, have been running about 10-plus degrees warmer than in the other three quads. In order to maintain balanced temperatures between quads and to avoid reaching any thermal limits in the propellant tanks, the spacecraft just at the just shortly before our flight control team went off duty, was maneuvered to place Quad A on the shady side. When it will be maintained in this attitude until a next period of work activity emerges. So, at this point, with no news conference or change of shift schedule, a change of shift briefing scheduled, Flight Director Glenn Lunny would like to extend to all visiting newsmen from all parts of the country a very Merry Christmas. And at 101 hours, 5 minutes, 2 seconds into the flight of Apollo 8, this is Apollo Control, Houston.